Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. This week, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith returns with another political commentary.
In case last week was a bit of a blur, here is a log of the week after the election. Wednesday, November 4th. There's an old Clint Eastwood movie named The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That describes the election for Democrats. The good, as of Wednesday, for the big prize, Biden appears to have a clear, though certain to be litigated, path to 270 electoral votes. Trump announced last night that he had won and claimed vote fraud. The media erupted in condemnation. Election day was calm around the country, mercifully. The bad. Democrats may have netted only one Senate seat. They thought they had three in the bag with hopes for more. And they may have lost a dozen House seats. And they didn't do well with state legislatures, which do redistricting next year. The ugly. Democrats had a brutal election in Missouri. They got swept again for statewide offices. Nicole Galloway got trounced for governor. Judy Baker didn't unseat Caleb Rowden for state senate. There were few, if any, gains in the state legislature, and the Democrat lost the marquee U.S. House race in St. Louis. Trump carried the state by almost as big a margin as in 2016. Next up, Thursday, November 5th, still awaiting results in five states. Trump supporters are calling for the vote count to stop in states where he's ahead, but to continue in states where he's behind. Election day was incumbent day locally, as nearly every incumbent won comfortably. The only exception was Fred Perry, who lost his county commission seat. Now on to Friday, November 6th. Biden has taken the lead in Pennsylvania and Georgia. No one is calling it nationally yet. I'm thinking when it's settled, Biden will have 306 electoral votes. I thought he would also win Florida and Iowa, which would have given him the 340 I predicted. Trump is outraging his opponents and thrilling his supporters with his totally predictable and baseless claims of fraud. Republicans are taking sides, and the Trump people are taking names. Rush Limbaugh just conceded the election to Biden. That's a big deal. Saturday, November 7th, ushers in an answer. Pennsylvania is called for Biden, who now has the 270 for the majority. Lots of celebrating around the country. Biden comes from the smallest state ever to elect a native son as president. And Sunday, November 8th, Trump followed Biden's victory speech with silence. This is classic, of course. What will he do? When will he do it? Keeps him, and not Biden, central to the media narrative. And Monday, November 9th, Trump has not conceded and may never formally concede. It won't matter. Biden will be inaugurated president on January 20th, period. But yet another norm will have been shattered. Had Democrats won big nationally, like Republicans did in 1994, there would be some party switching, especially at the state legislative level. But they didn't, so Democrats will have to earn their majorities at the state level the old-fashioned way. America is evenly and bitterly divided politically. Voters definitely did not repudiate the Republican Party and almost did not repudiate Trump. Interesting times ahead. This is Terry Smith.